For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Methamphetamine! That's the shout that's being echoed around the United States these days, despite the fact that it's been around for decades. Here to talk on the subject of methamphetamine is the president of the Criminal Justice Policy Foundation, Mr. Eric Sterling.
The problem of methamphetamine is an old problem. One of the first criminal cases that I tried back in the late 1970s was a methamphetamine case against a motorcycle gang member outside of Philadelphia. And in the 1980s, when I worked for the House Judiciary Committee writing federal drug law, I wrote legislation that required DEA to work with the EPA in developing a proper way of responding to the problem of meth labs. And in the mid-1980s, in fact, you had the funny situation of different places competing for the title of methamphetamine capital of the country. In Philadelphia, in the Philadelphia suburbs, you had outlaw motorcycle gangs that were involved in the meth traffic, and they thought Philadelphia was the meth capital. Down in Fort Worth, Texas, the House Majority Leader Jim Wright would say that Fort Worth, Texas was the meth capital. I think his daughter had a methamphetamine habit. In San Diego, Congressman Duncan Hunter claimed that San Diego was the meth capital of the country. And then Congressman Ron Wyden, who's now a U.S. Senator from Oregon, he was calling Portland, Oregon, the meth capital back in the mid-1980s. In the 1990s, Attorney General Janet Reno tried to make methamphetamine a major issue and, you know, had a conference at which she announced a anti-methamphetamine strategy. Politics has been a part of the methamphetamine problem for a long time. You know, there was a phrase in the 1960s during the Summer of Love in San Francisco in 1967 called speed kills. People were aware that injecting methamphetamine was a hard habit to break. And so it's not that this is something new, but it's reemerged and it's certainly being hyped.
Hyped so it can be funded. Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be defense attorney and author of the new book, Busted, Mr. Chris Fabricant. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.